My friend, God has a purpose and a plan for your life. But there's one thing about it. God will not force you to follow His plan. Now, my friend, that must be a choice on your part. If you're willing to subject yourself to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and allow the Lord to guide you, He has a plan for your life. Will you let Him do it?
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so glad that you could join us today, and I pray that you're having a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we're in the book of Jeremiah, and we're in chapter 29. I'd like to read beginning with the 11th verse. Maybe this is familiar to you. Maybe this will bless you, encourage you, help you. I pray that it does today. The Lord says in verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity." Here we find that Israel was rebelling against God. The Lord had tried to warn them many times to repent of their sins, to turn away from their own ways, to turn away from their idols and the direction that they were going. He would raise up true prophets of God, and they would speak forth the word of the Lord, but many people did not want to listen. And so there came a time when God had had enough. And so out of the grace and the mercy of God, I know we don't look at it like that, but out of the grace and the mercy of God, what did He do? Well, God raised up another nation, the Chaldeans, the Babylonian Empire, Nebuchadnezzar, if you will, to bring the people of God into captivity. That's right, captivity. They were stripped away from everything they had, and they were brought about 1,000 miles away from their homeland to another country, and there they stayed in their captivity for 70 years. My friend, you know, I want to say this, that there is consequence for sin. You know, you're not going to get away with sin. Yes, I know that God is merciful and God is just. God is gracious. And if we will turn from our sin, if we will repent and ask God to forgive us, I know that He will forgive us. But sometimes we still suffer the consequences for our actions, even though we are forgiven. God is a forgiving God, but He cannot forgive us until we truly repent of our sins. To repent of our sins means to turn 180 degrees around and go in the opposite direction that we were going. Israel would not listen to the Lord, and so because of God's love and grace and mercy towards them, He had no choice but to bring His people into captivity because of their decisions and because of their actions. So here we find in our text that the people are being brought into their captivity, but what do we see God doing? What do we see here with the heart of God? Well, the Lord says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you." Well, what kind of thoughts does He have toward His people? He says, "Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Amen. There is a hope that we have in Christ. God has a future for you and I, but God cannot and will not force you to go the path that He has for you. But the Lord will reach out to you. The Lord will speak to you. He may speak to you through His word, through the preaching of the word of God, through the teaching of the gospel of Christ, or through a godly Christian. The Lord may be trying to speak to your heart of the path or the direction that He has for you. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. God has a purpose and a plan for your life, my friend. But the Lord will not force you to go that direction. No, my friend, that's a choice for you. Israel, God had a purpose for them. They're to be a light of all to all the other nations of who the true God was, the Lord God Almighty. But my friend, it's a decision that you have to make.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.